Hello and welcome, everybody. You're watching Press TV's Top 5, coming at you live from our headquarters here in the Iranian capital, Tehran. I'm Bardi Ohanardar. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution has said that he will not allow any kind of inspection of any military sites. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei also said that the foreigners' call for interviews with Iran's nuclear scientists means, quote, interrogation, and he will not allow it. Ayatollah Khamenei said they are bringing up new things in the nuclear talks. He was referring to the ongoing nuclear talks between Iran and the P5 plus one group of nations. Iran's leader also said some Persian Gulf nations are thinking about spreading proxy wars to Iran's borders. He said they should know Iran's response would be a very decisive reaction. Well, for more insight on that story, we're joined by author and radio host Mr. Stephen Lenman, who's joining us now from Chicago. Mr. Lenman, welcome to the program. Let's start off with your thoughts on the recent comments made by leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, stating that he will not allow any kind of inspection of any military sites in the country.
Well, I absolutely agree with him on that, and I would say categorically, I can't imagine any country in the world, none, allowing foreign observers of their military sites. Now, just imagine if somebody wanted America sites observed or Israel sites observed. You know the answer they would get in return. And of course, the media, the supportive media in these countries would indicate full support for this. No country should allow inspections of its sensitive sites. They're private. They belong. They certainly have no. They're uninvolved. They're unrelated to the nuclear talks going on and continuing to go on. And to add these demands along with everything else that's being placed on Iran is absolutely outrageous. Just what is going to happen in terms of what America will intend to ask for, or what other countries may intend to ask for, or most important, what the Israeli lobby will pressure the U.S. Congress to pressure Obama to pressure Iran as these talks go on, supposedly to conclude by the end of June. We'll have to wait and see. But I expect a lot more wrinkles thrown into this to reveal America's true agenda, that it does not want normalized relations with Iran.
Sure. Ayatollah Khamenei also referring to the ongoing negotiations between the P5 plus one and Iran. The leader stated that the other side keeps bringing up new things and new demands in the nuclear talks. In your views, does this put a big question mark over the intentions of the United States and its allies in the P5 plus one with regards to the negotiations with Iran?
Oh, absolutely. And I guess the key negotiator, Assistant Secretary of State Wendy Sherman, a notorious Iran hater. Just imagine putting somebody in charge of the talks, a notorious Iran hater. And of course, John Kerry joins the talks occasionally when they reach a critical point. But the idea of raising the bar continually, and this has happened a number of times during the talks, which is the reason why they're extended so long. You have to wonder what America's real agenda is. And as far as I'm concerned, from all the evidence that I've seen, America's agenda is no different than it's been for many years since 1979. It wants regime change in Iran. It wants a vassal, a client state replacing sovereign Iranian independence. And the nuclear talks are just red herring cover for America's real agenda. And the phrase I use all the time is, the whole world knows that Iran's nuclear program is peaceful with no military component. So why are these talks taking place in the first place? Again, because they're red herring cover for America's real agenda, and America is pressuring the talks.
Thank you very much, author and radio host Stephen Lenman, joining us from Chicago.